Over in Munich, Oktoberfest is tapped out for the year, but it's just getting started here in New Orleans, and the timing feels perfect. Local Oktoberfests have become a rite of autumn in New Orleans, part of the welcome, needed shift in weather and our own social calendars after the ravages of summer. It also gives a view on an important part of the kaleidoscope of New Orleans cultures we don't hear much about, the German heritage of New Orleans, which back in the day gave us bakeries with German names that make our po' boy bread, breweries from German families that once dotted the city, and traditions in the butcher shop that we call Cajun, but which taste German, Andouille being the leading example. That can be hard to discern today, but then it's October, and you're holding a beer stein in one hand and a brat in the other, and instructing your nephew on the footwork of the chicken dance as a giant costumed chicken wearing lederhosen gets the crowd kicking again. That's the scene at the biggest annual Oktoberfest at Deutsch's house along Bayou St. John, but there's more. Middendorf's, famous for catfish out in Manshack and also in Slidell, goes into heavy German mode for the season, with special menus each Wednesday and Thursday that go deep on Bavarian specialty plates, with names so long I don't even have the broadcast time to try to mispronounce them here. But they're delicious, the theme is fun, and it goes on through early November. And in the Bywater, it's always Oktoberfest at Bratzial, a restaurant where the flavors, the drinks, and the flower box beer garden setting all give a convincing transport to Germany year-round. But Oktoberfest at Deutsch's house is the nexus, right there across from City Park, where so much of New Orleans comes together, and the Oompa is out there each Friday and Saturday through the end of the month. Now here, somebody quick, hold my beer. I know that chicken is headed back to the dance floor, and it's time to get these wings flapping again. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.